Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here's the way I envision this, and maybe emotions don't lead you here, but here's the way I envision it. Ah, fine, you want to take the whole bye week to decide if Daniel's the starter or who's the starter? Fine. I think Brian Daboll knew a week and a half ago. I think we all knew a week and a half ago during the bye that this was over for Daniel Jones. Once he opened up the can of I'm going to reevaluate things, we all knew the result. Right. I think you tell Daniel Jones, here's the deal. Business sucks, man. This is the reality. You're not going to play again. It's nothing personal. Injury guarantee. And we're going to give you an option. You want to hang around here at the facilities and help? You're more than welcome. Do you want to go home without even being released? Totally up to you. Or do you want us just to release you and we'll allow you to potentially sign with another team? It didn't have to stretch for 5 days.
But how do we know? But how do we know they didn't do that? Because yesterday, wasn't Daniel Jones asked about this? And he said, you know, something I have to think about. It feels like he probably was asked this, and that's why it did stretch out again, because Daniel Jones himself was probably torn.
Well, let's hear from Brian Daboll. This is Brian Daboll earlier this morning, right as the news broke. Because the news broke, it's funny, I heard it from Tiki. Tiki told us. Then I heard it from Adam Schefter. Then I heard Craig on the radio this morning. So it was all coming at the same time that DJ's been released. But here's Brian Daboll making the announcement himself. And I apologize. I apologize for the New York Giants. They must be doing major construction. Take a listen.
So I know we just put out a statement releasing Daniel. Wish Daniel the best. He came in this morning, had a meeting with Mr. Mara. And then after discussing with John, with Joe, and with Daniel, felt this was the best thing for Daniel. Got a lot of respect for him, like I've said, true pro, and wish him all the best.
So what are they building at the Giant facility, Sean? Can you tell me what's going on?
All I know is that statement properly represented Daniel Jones' time with the New York Giants. Just a lot of clunkiness in the background. What could be going on in late November? They're not building the bleachers for training camp already. What is that?
I'm not going to lie to the audience. I thought it was interesting to hear Brian Daboll's statement. I really wanted to play that just to hear the construction.
That is... That is worse than the bouncing basketballs at NBA press conferences. Can anybody just give a moment? Even Jones yesterday when that loud shriek happened during the statement.
Yes.
Can anybody around there just have a little decorum for 30 seconds when important things are being said?
Here's the statement from John Mara. Daniel came to see me this morning and asked if we would release him. We mutually agreed that would be best for him and the team. Daniel's been a great representative of our organization, first class in every way. His handling of this situation yesterday exemplifies just that. We are all disappointed in how things have worked out. We hold Daniel in high regard and have a great appreciation for him. We wish him nothing but the best in the future. Brian Daboll was then asked this question. I want to use it word for word. You can't hear the reporter, so just make believe I'm the reporter. Hey, coach, did you see this coming?
No, again, this was not a, you know, this is not an easy situation when things happen like this. And again, he came in this morning, talked with Mr. Mara. Again, they had their discussion. We talked. Thought it was best for him to be able to do that. You know, he put a lot into it. He's a great young man. It's never easy.
Did you see it? Of course, you saw it coming. The guy's basically told I'm going to be a scout team safety and I'm going to stand around like a loser. I mean, logic tells you that a competitor would say, can you release me? Can you let me free? Can you let me just see something else? Even if it means just sitting home for the next few months. Yeah, I don't actually want to do this.
I don't know that I would have saw it coming either. I know that that Dable's getting killed for this because the one thing that we all said about Daniel Jones through his rehab, through the ACL, and through everything he dealt with, seeing everything with Hard Knocks, like he always had the thick skin and rolled over. And I think even I thought, as much as this sucks, I feel like Daniel Jones is like the consummate pro that's just going to keep showing up to work every day until the bitter end. So I'm kind of with Dable. That doesn't mean you have to be totally shocked, but I'm a little surprised that Jones wanted to be released. Yeah, he kind of feels like a guy that just finishes out the journey.
So Sean looks at this and says, all right, it all makes sense. It's fine. I think it's a clunky thing that we've seen over the last few days. The president of the Brian Daboll is Tanking fan club, Tommy Lugauer, I assume you don't share the opinion of Sean Morash that this was all fine.
No, and I agree with what you said, Evan, too. I can't believe this head coach sits there and says, I'm stunned at this news. You put the guy on the scout team as a safety. You completely embarrassed him starting with Hard Knocks and through this week. Yeah, the guy got demoted. Forget demoted. He basically was released by the Giants. When you make him the fourth-string quarterback, you essentially released him. Now you allow the guy to go home or go sign with another team. I don't care how nice a guy Daniel Jones is. He's probably never cursed in his life or ripped a heater, but he's still a human being, and he was completely humiliated by the Giants, so he has to get the heck out of there, and that's what happened. And the head coach, again, the organization now looks dysfunctional because Dexter Lawrence had to make those comments early in the week. He had to walk them back about calling Daniel Jones the number one quarterback. Dable's had to answer questions all week. They have butchered the quarterback thing since last year when they benched DeVito.
Here's
they completely butchered this whole thing.
Here's where you could be right, okay? Because I'm not at they're dysfunctional, they're a mess, they butchered it. I think it was clunky. I think it could have been better over the last few days, but I also don't think it's going to cost anybody their job yet. Here's where things get ugly. Here's where things could potentially make this the moment we look back on. If the locker room quits. If the locker room sees everything over the last week. And by the way, I have no evidence that's going to happen yet. Tiki's at the facility. We'll certainly get his feel for how things are right now. And then we'll all get to see the results, right? That's the beauty of football. We're going to get to watch. Sometimes you can tell when a team quits. Sometimes you know. So to me, where things can go really, really bad is how the locker room responds to this. Now, publicly, right, what they said over the last few days, there was support for Daniel Jones. It seemed a little confusion at times, but really a lot of love for Daniel Jones. Where this could look, and we could look back at this as a, quote, dysfunctional moment, Tommy, like you mentioned, is where things go from here. And if things go really, really bad, yeah, we may look back at all of this and say, can you believe how they handled Daniel Jones?
Sure. I think that's very much in play that we could see that. But here's the other thing with how they handled Daniel Jones and what Tommy just said, like, oh, you know, he's still a human being and everything. Can we stop acting like Daniel Jones is going in the Giants Ring of Honor? Can we stop acting like this is the Tom Coughlin, Eli Manning goodbye? And let's be real. I understand the Giants are a classy organization, and John Mara releasing that statement is all class. Daniel Jones didn't even deserve a statement. Like, if we're being real here, this was a quarterback that just got $82 million guaranteed off one playoff season that the coach coached him up to. And overall, it's 6 years, whether the Giants failed him or not, of futility and failure with one positive year that made him a lot of money. He's gotten more than enough. I am tired of hearing that Daniel Jones's feelings and whether they've embarrassed the poor man by putting him out at safety. Can we get a freaking grip?
No, but
this isn't Lawrence Taylor saying goodbye.
Then why was Brian Daboll shocked? So you're twisting what I said there. They embarrassed him. I agree. He's not a sympathetic figure. How are they shocked that Daniel Jones wanted to quit?
You want to be real here? They're shocked because Daniel Jones quit, and he has not shown that he's a quitter his entire career.
You think Daniel Jones is a quitter because he said release me?
He quit.
No.
Now, by the way, Sean, he is a quitter.
Sean,
that doesn't mean that's not best for his career.
No, it doesn't mean he doesn't have the right to. I have to take issue with that. Okay, I'll give the Giants credit for this. The Giants, selfishly, you always have to look at things like, why do people do things? How does it benefit them, or is it completely selfless? The New York Giants releasing Daniel Jones, like literally releasing him, not just sending him home and saying you don't have to be here, releasing him was actually a selfless move by the New York Giants. I give him credit. There's no benefit to them because they could have simply said, yeah, you're embarrassed, just go home. But we're not releasing you, just go home. Letting him go to another team not only benefits Daniel Jones, because he may get a chance to play, who knows, more on that in a few minutes, it also benefits the team that signs him. What I found really interesting is the team that signs him could actually get a comp pick if Daniel Jones leaves as a free agent. The Giants were never getting a comp pick because they're releasing him. So where I will give the Giants credit, before I argue with this quitter thing, is the Giants releasing him was a favor to Daniel Jones and his agent. And you want to give the Giants credit for that? Absolutely. That's fine. They did a favor. There's nothing selfish about the Giants releasing him. You'd have to admit that, Tommy, correct?
Correct.
Okay. With that said, Daniel Jones didn't quit. Daniel Jones said, I want to play football. And you're not going to allow me to play football for valid reasons, by the way. They shouldn't allow him to play football for the injury guarantee. I want to play. So let me have that opportunity, whether it's in Washington, whether it's in Vegas, it doesn't even matter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want an opportunity to play, not be the scout team safety, but be a legitimate backup quarterback in the NFL. You call that quitting? I call that competing.
I have a bridge to sell you if you think Daniel Jones is starting a football game between here and the end of the year for anybody.
I didn't say he's starting, but he wants to compete and maybe start.
Evan, we are both parents. Our kids make commitments, teams, projects, everything else. As they get older, they're going to be on teams where maybe they're not the starters and maybe they're not getting a lot of playing time. And I believe in us as parents. And what will we always tell the kids? You got to stick it out to the end of the year. You're not a quitter. Daniel Jones quit today. He took
Sean,
his ball and he went home.
Sean, there's a huge difference between you're a backup or you're a third string and, hey, I'm going to look into your eyes. God could come down from the sky and strike everybody. You're still not playing. That's what the Giants, by the way, I agree with the Giants' decision. That's not being demoted. That's not wait for your turn. That's literally, you're not allowed to play football. So Daniel Jones saying, release me, sir, is not quitting. It's free me so I have a chance to compete.
Look, you could cut it however you want. I don't blame him for this, and this is best for the Giants. But my whole point is when releasing these statements, like he got tragically done here, when you pine out all the bull crap here, he quit today because he wasn't going to play anymore. And that's it. And that's fine. And he can go off to the Suns, go be a backup in Washington, enjoy himself. But we need to stop waving the pompa. Good, you know, good guy, fine. Waving the pom-poms like this is some kind of devastating, tragic act that happened to Daniel Jones because he was on scout team safety.
It's not,
see ya, Daniel.
It's not devastating. He's not LT. I get it. He's not Peaky. He's not Eli. But he didn't quit. He wants a chance to play. Now, what I find interesting, and we'll get to it in a few minutes, is who's going to sign him? Like, is anyone going to sign him?